Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos, daf Chafalif, we begin Amid Beis, we begin the taste of the Masech, it begins the words of the Gemara, Dilei Adlik Malik. It's only that if he didn't light it, that he's still allowed to light. Chayesh comes to explain that in our generation, if we have to be careful to light in the beginning of the night, and that is the Gemara that asks, according to when the holds Kav Se'in Zakuk Lo, that you don't have to relight it, I will learn in the Brice that says that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is from sundown until Tichle Regel Menashok. Isn't it that it has to light that whole time span? Obviously, because I'd have to relight it. And the Gemara says, no. Two interpretations. Either really covers in Zakugla, but the Brice is just saying the amount of oil that one has to put in that has to be able to light that amount of time. Or, as our taste of muscle is going on, that answer, that no, it's just saying if you didn't light yet, the time when you could light is from Shkia Zahama until Techa Rekman Ashok, as Taisa explains, but after that point in time, of Razman, one has already lost out the primary time of the Mitzvah Pisum Nisa. Now, I'm going to read Pyrus. He says, "Diyesh lizar lahadik b'layla meyad." Therefore, a person should be careful to light in the beginning of the night time. Shlo yachir yisim adai, that the person should not delay it more than what's necessary, because one's supposed to get in this time span. In spite of this, says Taisus, im ichar, if one has delayed and has not lit until after kolsa regel manashok, yadik misavik, he should still light out of doubt. The ham mishani shenir achrin, because there's other answers in the Gemara that, let's say, the answer of that is just the amount of oil you have to light, that one does not have to light it by that time of techa regel manashok. Now, into the rear, it appears, the ata, in contemporary times, in lo chashmas yalik, you don't have to be concerned when you light. The onu, in lo nohekere ele b'nei abayis, because we don't have this idea of pesumin nisa for the passabayis, because we only have the recognition for the people in the house, because we light inside, sharmid likim if then we light inside, and therefore, as long as the household members are awake, it's permitted to light, and doesn't have to be by the zman of techaregum nashuk. The next taste of Maslis, it begins with the words of the Gemara, by Mahadrim Min Mahadrim. Those who are the especially ones who pursue to do the mitzvahs in the utmost way, the taste comes to explain what's this custom of the Mahadrim Min Mahadrim of lighting a candle for each and every member of the household. And that is the Braisa Torah. The primary mitzvah near Chanukah is near Isha Besa, meaning for everyone in the family is one candle lit every single night of the 8 nights of Chanukah. The Mahadrim, they light a candle for every single person in the household. Mahadrim Min Mahadrim, as the Gemara tells us, they light according to the number of days, which machlik is b'sham b'sol. B'sham may say that you start up at 8, and then you go down 7, 6, 5, and so on. And according to b'sol, you start with 1, and you continue going up and up and up. Now, one interpretation of the machlik is b'sham b'sol is regarding what's called k'neged yom ha'nechnasim k'neged yom ha'yotzim. Depends on the amount of days, so you should know we're starting, this is day 1, day 2, and you could tell from the amount of candles that there are. Whereas according to b'sham, you go from the days that already passed. So it says Taisus near the read. It appears to the read the Beisham Bishil Loikaimi Ella Aner Isha Beisa. When you're reading the Mahadrim and the Mahadrim, they're not going back on the Mahadrim. The Mahadrim said you light a candle according to how many people there are in the house. When Beisham Bishil are saying that Mahadrim and the Mahadrim, that they light according to the number of days, they're going back on the primary halacha of one candle in the household per night time, not when you're lighting for each and every person. Because then there's definitely more of the hiddur of the mitzvah when you're doing according to the amount of days that you are left or that have already passed. Because now there's a more recognition of the days that have already, that are coming, or that are lacking. So that you could tell the days that have already passed, or that are coming, or the days that have already passed. And that would make sense if you're doing one candle for the whole household, and then you're going, let's say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Because I will but if you would be doing like the Mahadrin, and every single person in the family, let's say there's 9 people in the family, you're lighting 9 candles in the house, then even if you'd be adding every night another candle, there would be no recognition how many days have passed, because if you see the amount of candles, you're not going to know the amount of days, because there's already more candles already all mixed into the house, that each one is for the family members. If someone sees the candles, they're going to think that's just how many family members there are, because you can't tell. So therefore, Taisa explains, the Re says that the Mahadrim and the Mahadrim is going back only if you're doing the primary mitzvah of one candle in the household per night, then you'll do one in the whole house, then two, and then three every single night, you'll know. But if let's say you're lighting 5 because there's 5 family members, the next day you're lighting 10, you can't tell that it's the second night in each one of the family members is lighting 2. It just looks like there's 10 people in the family, and therefore it's not going back on the Mahadrim, it's rather going back in the Ikechiv of Ne'ir Shebesim. The next taste of the Maschal taste begins with the words of the Gemara, Mitzvah Anicha Pesach Besim and Bechutz. The Mitzvah of the Ner Chanukah is to put it by the opening of the household on the outside. Which taste can explain, where exactly do you light in the house that has a courtyard? And that is the Brice of Torah, as our taste is quoting. And Ner Chanukah, the Mitzvah, is to light it by the opening of the house on the outside. So taste explains, Umayri Deleka Chatzah, this must be talking about that this house does not have a courtyard. It's a house that's standing near the public domain. So therefore, you light it by the Pesach of the Bais. But if there's a courtyard in front of the house, which in Talmudic times that was the custom that houses would open up to a courtyard, and the courtyard would open them to Rishus Rabbim, then actually mitzvah necha pesach chutz, and then the mitzvah is to put it and light it by the opening of the courtyard. Because Amalek Haman, like the Gemara says later on, chutz sheyesh la beis pesachim, if there's a courtyard that has two entryways, tzricha beis neris, so it said that you have to light two candles by each of the openings of the courtyard. Obviously, that if there's a courtyard, they're lighting by the pesach of the chutzir and not the pesach of the bais. So to Bamrin Naman, we also say the following halacha. We say, Ner Shish Lashnei Pia is, if there's a candle that has two openings, meaning the lamp has two openings on this one candelabra. So, Ayla Lashnei B'nei Adam. So, if you light on either end, two people could use the same candelabra. Now, Mashma Lashnei Batim, it sounds like even for two people living in two different houses. Now, the problem is, Rim Hoyim Anichim Apiskim B'teim, but if they would be lighting on the opening of their houses, then it's going to be on either the right or the left side of one of the two people. And halacha requires that it be on the left side, because the right side is the mezuzah. That's what it says. But if you're going to be lighting by the opening of the courtyard, that makes sense, because yes, you have both these houses have the same opening in the courtyard, and therefore they both could be using that same ner that has shtei pias, and therefore that's the second proof that obviously when there's a chatz, you light by the opening of the chatz and not of the bais. Here, next taste of Masl taste begins the words of the Gemara, Bishas Hasakana, the time of danger. Then the halacha is that you light on the table of the house, you don't even do it by the window. Taste comes in, what period in history was the Shas Hasakana? Near the Ri, compares to the Ri. The Hainu, that is Mechi Asu Chavari Labavel, when this group, the Chavari, came to Bavel, that's when it became dangerous. Because the Amid Perikir, like the Gemara says later in the Memheim and Aleph, that Mao Latalta Shrugged the Chanu Kasa, what's the halacha? Can you move a candle of the Chanukah Menorah after it already extinguished, mikmei chavar b'shabata, so that the chavarim shouldn't see it, even on Shabbos? So obviously we see that it was the chavarim, that they were the ones who made this gezer that they shouldn't light neiros, and it was from them that we have this halacha of Shas HaZakan. But Taisa asked for the time, if you're going to say da'ala shulchan, what does it help to put on the table, and it's not by the window, nami yikhoi, so they're still going to take it. Because I'm going to begin, like the Gemara says, the Gidin of Yudzayim Menav, the Rabbi B'Bachon Ochala, she was ill, and they lit a candle, and also chavara shokel shoga mikamay, and the chavara came into this house, took it from his table, and took it away. So you see that it's not even going to help, even if you light on the table and not by the window. So it's Tzeis Rishon. What you could say is because the ein regilas kol kach lachapis b'batim, it does help, because if you're doing by the window, so then they see it. That we stop doing because it's sakana. But to do it on the table, it's not so common for them to come searching houses to see if someone's lighting inside of his house. So therefore, that helped because of this time of danger. That yes, even to light on the table, that is sufficient to protect oneself from this sakana. That this flask was with the seal of the Kohen Gadol, which Tzitzkim explained, why were they not concerned that the non-Jews contaminated the oil with what's called Tumas Hesed? The Braiser brought that the flask that they, of oil that they found was with the seal of the Kohen Gadol, and that's how they knew that the non-Jews did not open it and defile it. But Tzitzkim bothered, the Gemara needed tells us, that Chum made a gzera on the non-Jews to be Tame like a Zav. And if that's the case, so that although they didn't open it, they didn't touch it, they didn't make a tummy that way. But the problem is, if he's like a Zav has a unique halacha of Hesed. If you cause it to move, that already makes a tummy. So maybe the flask was moved by the non-Jews. So that's what Taisus says, that first of all, as it's inferred from the words of Taisus, that maybe at the time of Chashmonaim, they didn't yet make this gezerah that a non-Jew is mitame like a Zav. And then Taisus says, and im kavar gazral anachum nis kezav, and even if you're going to say that they already had this gezerah on the non-Jews to be mitame like a Zav, as the Gemara says, nididav lamadal medalev, so maybe it was mitame with Hesed. So Achlem, you have to say, shayimunach b'chaisim b'karak, you have to say that this flask was found with a seal, it was in the ground, which was buried inside. Shalahi Sitra Kli, not only didn't they open it and touch it, they didn't even move it at all. And that's how they knew that it was tar, and therefore that's the flask that they used that was the source of the miracle of the Ner Chanukah in the times of the Chashmonaim.